Friends, today is the first day of the year. It is January 1st and we are celebrating the Feast of Mary, Mother of God. And in this video, I want to invite you to reflect with me, to think about this. I want to give you little morsels for you to sample on, to dive deeper into this. In this video, I want you to stay with it. I don't want you to just look for a thing and then leave. I want you to pick apart the different things that I share with you so that you can chew on them in your mind. As we always like to do, and I always love to do, please join me in prayer as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, we come before you completely in humility, asking you to open up our minds so that we can pierce into this great mystery that Mary is the Mother of God, this grace that God gave her, this teaching of the Catholic Church, that we may understand it more deeply and be changed by it. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In any event in our lives that we've been given any grace of God, for instance, the grace of being a mother or a father, the understanding of it is something that gets unpacked over time. For instance, I have a year and a half old daughter. Her name is Eden. And what I understood and what I experienced the first day that I held her to now, it's grown, it's changed. And it's not just because I've spent more time with her. It's because I've thought about more things that I have to do, more ways that I need to grow it, more ways that she's so beautiful and incredible. Place yourself for a moment in the place of the Blessed Mother, in the place of Mary. When she first heard the Annunciation, the announcement that she was going to be the mother to this child, her understanding was in a certain place. Think about how it grew in those 9 months that she was pregnant. Think about what she prayed with, and how she felt the moment that Jesus was born. And in those first few days that she began thinking, what are the consequences of this? What does this even mean? Who even is this? You know, when we first met Jesus and first fell in love with Jesus, we thought we knew everything about him. We thought we understood everything clearly, but that's grown and it continues to grow. And in fact, as it grows more, we realize how little we know. How do you think she felt? And thinking about this, at what point did it really hit her? I'm the Mother of God. Oh my gosh, what does that even mean? What am I supposed to do with this? I want you to take that and chew on it and think and meditate on what did she feel in her heart. The next point that I want to make is this unbelievably unique relationship that Mary has with Jesus. All of us have relationships with Jesus that are different. It's not just on one level, it's on many different levels. Jesus is our Savior. And there's a certain way that that plays out in our lives. Jesus is our friend. Jesus is someone that we go to for questions. He's our Lord. He's our spiritual guide. He becomes, for some of us, our best friend. For others, he even becomes like a spouse, someone that we marry. In fact, nuns speak of Jesus like that. They say that Jesus is their spouse. And in all those different dimensions, we experience Jesus in different ways. Only Mary can really say, I am the mother of Jesus. She stands completely alone and unique, separate from all of us, where all of us can go with her, all of us can say we're disciples, all of us can say that we love Jesus. But she goes even further to a place that we cannot go. Mary alone can say, I am the mother of Jesus. And this gives her an unbelievably unique place amongst all disciples. And this unique place didn't just come out of nowhere. She was prepared for it in a very unique way. Let me suggest to you that the reason why she was able to be Mother of God is first because she was immaculately conceived. At the apparition of Lourdes, the declaration that the Blessed Mother made to Saint Bernadette was, I am the Immaculate Conception. When she said this, this startled so many different people, precisely because the way in which she says it, she's implying, I am the Immaculate Conception, meaning she's the only one. She's the only one that has, is, or ever will be created that can say that. I am the Immaculate Conception, the only one of all the 110 billion humans that have lived since the beginning of time. She's the only one that has that. Unbelievably unique. And this precise uniqueness were the seeds that allowed her to become the Mother of God. This unique start allowed it to grow into this unique growth, this flowering and flourishing that gave her this potential, these gifts, these things to be ready to have this unbelievably wonderful role of being Jesus's mother. But think about that. Think about the ways that you're unique or the ways that I'm unique. We have all these different things, but spiritually she's unique in a totally different level. Not just because of when she was born and her parents and those other details or her name or the things that she liked, but more than that, the way in which her soul was created gives her this uniqueness that is just so different, that we can admire, that we can love, and that we can also benefit from. Another thing that's always struck me as something awesome and just tremendous, just unbelievable. In this sense, Jesus really has two parents. As a father, he has God the Father, this spiritual aspect. And then the only other one on the side as mother is Mary. Think about that. When you look at your parents, you look at your dad, and you look at your mom, and you love them, you look at who they are, you look at their face, their heart, how they love you, that you came from them, how you're like them. Jesus has this kind of almost wild comparison that it's the infinite God the Father on one side and the Blessed Mother on the other. Another way that I think of it is when he was in heaven, it was his Father's face that he saw. And then the person that represents motherhood to him is Mary's face. And he has these almost two extremes from where he comes. Something for you to think about and wrap your mind around. Another point that I think is worth making in terms of Mary being mother is that motherhood, real motherhood, comes from real union. You're not just a mother just because. It happens from the flesh, the fleshly union, from the sexual act, from marriage. Mary's motherhood of Jesus did not just come out of nowhere. She wasn't just struck by lightning. She wasn't just declared to be a mother and boom, she's pregnant. It came from a real union because life and all life that comes to us is real. It comes from a union. Who was she united to that she was able to be mother? Did you know that in the Catholic tradition, Mary is called spouse of the Holy Spirit? When the Archangel Gabriel said those words, he used these unbelievably unique words, found only one other time in the scriptures. I won't tell you where else, maybe twice, but I'm pretty sure it's at least only once, where he said, "And you will be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit." When Catholic theologians and spiritual masters have meditated on that, they came to understand that Mary had this unique relationship with the Holy Spirit. So some began even calling her spouse of the Holy Spirit, that it was the Holy Spirit uniting himself spiritually to the Virgin Mary so that she could bear fruit and become pregnant and give birth to Jesus. Jesus didn't pop out of nowhere. He wasn't just dropped in. He wasn't brought there by a stork. You know how your parents tell you kind of those tales when you're younger because you can't get the real concept? Well, I think many of us in the same way have failed to get the real concept of where Jesus really came from. He came from this intimate union between the Blessed Mother and the Holy Spirit. Chew on that. Motherhood grants authority. Any of you who are women and who are mothers know that you have authority over your children. And it's not just because you're bigger and you're louder. There's something else deeper there. It's like you really sense the power, so to speak, that God works through you. And you know that you are those children's authority, that you discipline them, that you lead them. In this same way, Mary has this type of spiritual authority with Jesus, and maybe even over Jesus. In fact, many spiritual writers have talked about this, that Jesus respects the spiritual authority that Mary has over him. This is why in the spiritual tradition of the Catholic Church, we talk about the Blessed Mother being Mother of Jesus, but also Queen.
My friends, I hope you have enjoyed this reflective video on the Catholic Church's teaching that Mary is Mother of God. May she bless you and have a beautiful day.